Joins today on Straight Talk 1400 is Donald Mann, and he is an author of the book, Okay, God, Now What? How you doing, sir?
I'm doing absolutely great. How you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Intriguing title. Tell us about your book.
Okay, what the book is about is that really is the process by which how the mind works and the affirmations and the positive statements God has always given through the Bible on how to improve your life and make things better for you and those that you love and those you work with. And so using the science of the brain, how the brain actually works, and using the biblical affirmations, people are transforming their lives literally all across the world.
That's a big statement. So tell me how you think it works, doing these affirmations.
Okay, well, the way that the human brain works is that we operate on two levels. One is the cognitive mind, like you're listening to me right now and thinking about what I'm saying. The other is your subconscious mind, which is called your heart, and it's the accumulation of all your past events. The way that we really live our lives and act moment to moment is by the affirmations or statements that are in our heart. And so if you want to change or improve your life, then you need to change what's written in your heart, not just what you're thinking about.
That actually makes sense to me. But the question is, how do you tap into that?
Oh, how you tap into that is, well, it happens to you two different ways. Number one, your body, your mind and your brain and all the parts of your body are a 24/7 receptor unit. You're all the time receiving information. It's being actually stored in your subconscious mind. So that whether you're planning on your environment or not, it's having an effect on you. So the two ways to deal with what's in your mind and in your heart is either accidentally through your environment, which you may or may not control, and the other is by a positive program you put in place to control what's written on your heart.
I would rather control it myself than relying on the environment I am to feed me this positive stuff. So how do you take charge here?
Okay, the way you take charge of it, first of all, is you want to understand a little bit about how the process works. If you repeat anything consistently for a period of time each day, for a steady period of time, it will eventually get written on your heart. And this is exactly what happens in various things. For example, the way that, remember that pilot who crash-landed the airplane in the Hudson River and saved everybody?
Absolutely, Sully.
What he had done was, for years as a pilot training, my son is a pilot, and they do the same thing. They had gone into simulators and in their mind thought about what they were going to do in various events, rehearsed those minds, repeated them continually to where when they happened, they were automatic responses. He didn't have to think what to do when that thing crash landed. He just did it. That's because he had written it on his subconscious mind. So by a process of repetition and the right content, this is how you'll actually, what happens is the subconscious mind offer those thoughts up to you as the events of life, and then you just do them.
Well, yeah, and that was absolutely amazing because, obviously you had to make a decision to land it in the river, but it was a very, very, very busy time for him, as you know, but all the steps he was going to take as he was going down, he didn't have to think about those at all, you know?
No, he had practiced those for years, put them in his brain. He did them with two major tools. He thought about them. He read them. He read his what they call operating manuals. And he went through the steps. He muttered them with his mouth. He spoke them out loud. Then he visualized what he was going to do in each step and how he was going to do it. As a matter of fact, many pilots, what they have in their homes is a picture of the cockpit of the airplane they fly. And they sit there in front of it with their book just on a regular basis and imagine what they're going to be doing in various conditions.
You know, what you're talking about in general kind of talks about people reading the Bible every day or something like that, and some people will listen to tapes or whatever, but something positive on a regular basis. That's where we're really going with this, isn't it?
It's part of it, not all of it. The difference is the constant repetition.
Okay.
So that's the key difference. For example, what you need to do in order to write something in your heart is 2 to 6 hours a day for 90 days minimum for it to get written on your heart so it's an automatic response. This is what happens to sports athletes when they get training by the coaches that they get working in. And so part of what I've done in my book, Okay, God, Now What?, is describe the processes, the biblical statements, how to use them, how to do them. And that includes a lot of affirmations. So anyone that calls in at my phone number of 1-800-903-6625 will receive a copy of my top 10 affirmations, and the 10th caller will receive a free copy of my book. That's 1-800-903-6625. And then you can start using that. It's all laid out how to do it. And you start making those affirmations on a continual basis, a regular basis, and it'll start writing it on your heart, and you will start to see a change eventually, depending on how diligent you are.
And I'll repeat the number and all here before we're done, but what was your source as far as the affirmations? How did you choose those?
The affirmations came from, really, the primary source is the Bible.
Okay,
I mean, one of the most powerful, historically blatant affirmations of God is the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. See, what's unique about an affirmation like that is that it puts you in a statement that actually comes back to your heart, from your heart to your brain. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, is what you hear in your brain, as opposed to the Lord is the shepherd of all people who love him. See, that's a third-party kind of statement, and you have to integrate it back into yourself. But in the conditions of life, they come sometimes could come fast, hard, and furious. And when it comes to you back as the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, that immediately stabilizes you into what God is doing for, through, with, and by you.
Okay, so how many, like you said, 2 to 6 hours, that's a big commitment, isn't it?
Actually, it's happening to you all the time anyway. In other words, remember, your body is receiving information 24/7, right?
Okay.
And so you're already in your environment receiving information for those 2 to 6 hours. This is a matter of you changing them as to what you're going to choose to be around. Now, 2 to 6 hours is the fastest that it can be done in within 90 days to have a major impact in the way you behave. If you did 15 minutes a day, it would still be an improvement. It would just take longer for it to become manifested in all the other parts of your life.
Now, do I have to be in a specific location? Does it have to be quiet? I mean, do I have to be in front of a mirror? I mean, can I just say the words? What's ideal in that kind of a condition?
Okay, what's ideal in that kind of communication or kind of issue is two things. One, you need to focus. You could be on a bus or a train, or in a crowd of people, or by yourself in a quiet place, doesn't matter. You can say the words out loud, that's better. You can mutter them under your breath, okay? But the idea is to get parts of your body moving, because by the thinking and the reading and the moving is adds more emphasis to it. If you add to it positive emotions, instead of saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, it's, wow, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. I have a future. I have a hope. I have a dream. I can get there.
Yeah.
As you add positive emotions to it, that cements it into your heart deeper. And when events come in your life, the ones with the strongest emotions come out first.
Oh, that's interesting, but absolutely true. The name of the book, Okay, God, Now What, which I think is fantastic. Again, Okay, God, Now What. You can purchase that, you can call this 800 number, 1-800-903-6625, 1-800-903-6625. Where's the book available? Is it available, like, everywhere?
It's available at Amazon.com, at Borders, at all the outlets like that. I have a website called Okay, God, Now What? That's the two letters, Okay, God, Now What.com, where you can hear about the book and then get the links right to go to where to buy it, wherever you want to.
Well, it sounds fantastic, and it must be exciting for you, because I know you're seeing a lot of change in people and you're getting some feedback as well.
Absolutely. It's wonderful. I've had feedback from business people, from housewives, from ministers. You just name it, almost any kind of person that has had impact. The big thing that it does, and I'm using the Psalm 23 as a great example, but it's part of what happens is we're meant to be stabilized and centered in God as the source of our strength in our life. And so that's why I use the scriptures. They work the best. Matter of fact, the Proverbs are taught in many countries as the best business book in the world.
Ah, interesting. I'm glad you mentioned all those different people from different walks of life, because this could apply to anybody, you can work yourself into a nice little depression if you keep thinking to yourself, boy, I didn't get the breaks, I didn't get the opportunities, and start blaming everybody else. It's once in a while you got to say, maybe I can improve myself, maybe there's something I can do to be a better person, which is harder. I mean, there's some work involved, but it really pays off, doesn't it, Don?
Oh, absolutely. This is the secret to all the top athletes, as a matter of fact. You can focus on one of two things, how bad it is or how good it can be.
Huh. Well, that sums it up. 1-800-903-6625. You can also go to the website, okgodnowwhat.com, and check it out. Hey, thanks for talking to us today, and continued success with this.
Okay, thank you very much. Wonderful. Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You bet. Again, that's Don Mann, the name of the book, Okay, God, Now What. You're listening to Straight Talk, 1400.